Here's a thought about the odd one. Just last month, we finished going through all of the entries for the Seeing in Sixes 2019 book and sent it off to the printer. We're very pumped, very excited, some absolutely fantastic work. Just, wow, really blew our socks off. But one of the things that was pretty consistent, not only this year, but over the previous years too, was how many really terrific projects we ended up not including in the final publication because of one odd image. I don't know why this is, but I've experienced it myself in doing editing on my own work, that there will sometimes be an image that I really, really like, and I really want it to be in the project. But when I put together the other images for the project, be it 5 or 6 or 7 or 12, the one image just doesn't fit, as much as I try to shoehorn it into the project because I love the image so much. It's what Maureen calls teacup, teacup, teacup plate. It's a plate. It's still dinnerware, so it's close to fitting with the rest of the images in the project, but it just doesn't quite. And for some reason, it's really hard to let go of that image, probably because we like the image so much. The unfortunate part is the odd image actually diminishes the entire project because it's sort of like hitting a wrong note. It's a discord with the rest of the project. So as a strategy, I would say it's not a bad idea to look through your group of images for whatever group you're putting together, publication, PDF, exhibition, or whatever, and see if there's an image in there that just doesn't fit, that's an odd one. And if it is, as painful as it is, it has to go.